It was a privilege for me to make this trip and represent the city of Sheboygan and reaffirm our commitment as a community to Esslingen and the value of our partnership. In the group of residents making the trip, there were members from People to People, Concordia German Singers, the Mayor's International Committee, and host parents, past exchange students from Esslingen and other areas to Sheboygan. We arrived in Esslingen and were greeted with a luncheon at their old city hall. They do have two city halls. The oldest one is used for meetings and ceremonial events, and the other is located across the street and houses their administrative offices. After a traditional German lunch, ceremonial speeches and toasts by their mayor, Dr. Jürgen Ziegler, and myself, we were then given an escorted tour of the old Esslingen. This area is over 1,200 years old, and they have a population of 91,573. They refer to our sister city relationship as twinning, and they have a department in their city hall to manage the 10 twin city relationships that they have around the world. Sheboygan is Esslingen's only twin city in the United States. Friday was an official dinner with the mayor and city officials. It was also a time to exchange gifts. The Esslingen mayor presented me with this piece of artwork, which shows off two of their prominent old features. That would be the castle, which is located on a high hill and overlooks the city of Esslingen, and the twin towers of the Church of Dionysus. And I, in turn, presented him with a Kerry Kauzer watercolor called Sunrise Charter. And this ended up being pretty fitting because when he visited last in 2007, he went out for a charter fishing trip with Mayor Schramm at the time and caught the biggest fish on that day. So I told him that if he looks real closely in our picture we presented him, he can see himself in the back of that boat. In his remarks, Mayor Ziegler reiterated that one of the primary goals of our Twin City relationship are the student exchanges. While there were 12 students involved in the middle school student exchange that comes up this summer, there were 13 Esslingen students that could not be matched. And last year, we did not send any high school students in the student exchange. Only the two students from Esslingen came to Sheboygan for the first semester. I pledged that we would work with our partners at People to People in the local schools to try to rectify this imbalance in the student exchanges for future years. So if you or any of the viewing public know of some students that would be interested in either a middle school or a high school exchange to Germany, we'd like to talk to them so we can connect them and tell them what the procedure would be to follow through with that. Mayor Ziegler is facing a re-election this fall, but if all goes well, he plans to lead a delegation to Sheboygan in 2015. Our last stop in Esslingen was with the fire department. They visited Sheboygan in 2010 and had such a great time when they were hosted by the Sheboygan Fire Department that they really wanted to do something special for our delegation. They provided us with a canoe trip on the Neckar River, and we went out in 8-person canoes and paddled around the countryside and through the old village. German dinner at the fire station was also provided, and we now have seen the beautiful city of Esslingen by foot, by bus, and by water. We presented the Sheboygan Fire Department helmet and officer cap to them from the Sheboygan firefighters. My thanks go to the Mayor's International Committee for funding the Mayor's flight and accommodations for this trip. I believe that we left a very favorable impression with our visit, and we'll look forward to future exchanges with Esslingen. Our partnership exemplifies citizen diplomacy and global cooperation at a local level that helps to promote respect, goodwill, and understanding of cultures and the appreciation of diversity.